Hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. You guys are having an awesome New Year's Eve today. It was a live special for New Year's Eve, and tomorrow we'll be starting 2022, another round of what we're going to see happens next. And so, again, I hope everybody is safe tonight. I hope you guys are basically going to be being safe with whatever fireworks or big explosive, you know, launches or mortars you guys are going to be doing. I know a lot of times down here in Florida, fireworks are a very, very big part of New Year's. So, again, hope everybody is safe with that. And if you guys need anything, as you know, be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. If you guys need anything at all, we're here to help you out the best we can. And also, too, in news, as I saw today, and this was interesting because most of the time the mainstream outlets don't really put anything out that can even question the narrative. And there's an article this morning from Daily Mail, and it said exclusive major COVID experts are saying we are on the brink of over-vaccinating in the fight against COVID. They're saying the scientists are now saying that giving a booster every 3 months is not feasible and it will not improve immunity significantly, and that claiming Omicron variant that is usually much, much more mild than any other aspect of COVID they've seen could actually work as a natural booster in helping the body respond from a immunity standpoint. Now, whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. That's what some of these guys are saying. But one thing about it is I do have to agree with, there is no doubt there is a over-injecting of this gene therapy right now, and this is not something that makes any sense at all. This has actually been unprecedented under any sense of the word when it comes to vaccines, even though it's not what this is, and when it comes to health and overall immunity. Because again, remember, nobody's talking about natural immunity or antibodies anymore. That entire topic has been completely shelved and nobody even wants to address it, nor does anybody want to talk about the natural immune system response and letting your body handle it with proper nutrients like vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And so what I encourage everybody is continue to look at what's coming out now, because there's a lot of stuff that's really making people question the narrative that they've been told now for the last 2 years, including the fact now new data was released today by the Robert Koch University Institute, a research agency run by the German government, found that although only 71% of the German population is fully vaccinated, they're now saying in the report 96% of the alleged Omicron transformer variant cases are with fully vaccinated. They said the Institute report released today stating that 95.58% of Omicron cases in Germany are among fully vaccinated residents and only 4.4% are unvaccinated. That right there should confirm exactly what we've been talking about now for the last month about how the problem is not people that aren't getting injected. The problem is everybody that is getting injected. And in most cases, from what I personally think and a lot of other scientists think, this is what's causing these variant mutations, because these people are literally walking spike protein producers. And that's why we've seen with the fake PCR test, where some people will test positive for 8, 9, 10, 12 weeks sometimes. There's been people that have – they've literally taken PCR tests for months in a row, constantly positive, constantly positive, constantly positive. Not only does that show you the lack of efficacy with the PCR test, but it also shows you the lack of reality when it comes to consistently testing for something you have no symptoms for. And again, there's more and more and more cases now that they keep claiming online. The only reason they're claiming these numbers is because so many morons are going out and sitting in line for 3, 4, 5 hours a day to get their nose swabbed to tell them if they have something they don't even know they have because they have no symptoms. That is what is making this entire fear porn stoke up again. So again, it's important you get the truth and news out there as much as you can. And also, too, in other news that kind of should have gotten a lot of people's attention before, and I think people are starting to realize it now, as Trump is back on it saying that everybody needs to get this vaccine, but he doesn't think it should be mandated. A video has emerged now from a group of individuals who went to eat at Trump Grill at Trump Tower in New York and basically made reservations. And they showed up and they were denied because they did not have any vaccination passports. And they pretty much pitched a fit, and they law enforcement showed up. Law enforcement basically said, if you guys don't leave, we're going to arrest you for trespassing. And they said basically that Trump is a fraud if he enforces this. Well, surprise, surprise. I mean, this is not – if Trump was wanting to make sure he stood for his base, he would have said, no, I'm not going to enforce this. I'm not going to deal with this. We're going to stand up. If you want to get a shot, get a shot. If you don't, don't. But we're not going to encourage anybody to do either or. We're going to be neutral on it. But this whole, you need to get the shot. It's mandated you get the shot. But we're not going to mandate against the shot. But you need to get it. Guys, it's a complete and total farce. The entire thing was done as theater with Operation Warp Speed, intentionally to ramrod an RNA gene therapy shot through the FDA system of authorized emergency use authorization, which never would have gotten approved under any other circumstances for RNA gene therapy. Never. The FDA had this basically brought to them years ago, starting back in 2010 with RNA gene therapy research, and wanted to go into human trials. And they denied it repeatedly. They said they had no idea what RNA gene therapy was going to do to humans long term. There was no studies that had been done because none were allowed. And all the studies that were done on animals had not been positive at all. And the FDA would not approve it. This is on record. And then all of a sudden, Operation Warp Speed gets signed. Pfizer, Moderna come out with this RNA gene therapy that they've had brewing up for the last decade. The FDA looks at it and goes, well, there's been 60 days of clinical trials. It's totally cool, man. We're going to get an emergency use authorization and push it. And that's exactly where we are at now. So, again, understand the theater that's occurred, that has started and produced a lot of this false information and these lies that people believe now, and be awake and be vigilant and continue to get the truth out there to all the people that you know. What do you think, Deb?
You know, Austin, years ago, it was about a year after the election with Trump back in 2017. This has been 4 years ago, 5 years ago now. You and I started questioning Trump's motives, and we started questioning all of his CFR appointees, and we started discussing what in the world was going on and why he was putting these weirdos in the White House with him, and all these Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan people, and they were being put in high positions, and why he had more CFR members in his administration than Obama did. And I started realizing that we had been basically lied to. This guy has been an orchestrated psyop for many, many years while he was doing that TV show, The Apprentice, and he was put in our faces for 10, 15 years. And we started believing that he was this big, fancy business guy that could do anything, including fixing the United States of America. And I am included in that in the 2015 run-up to the 2016 election. And I fell for the whole thing hook, line, sinker, too, because I did not want the witch of Benghazi under any circumstances in the White House. And so, you know, she was just so stinking evil, especially with her sacrificing to Moloch and all the other crazy garbage she's involved in, that, you know, we did everything we could to push Trump. But we were the first show that I know of in all media that had any kind of numbers that started questioning the narrative as far as what he was doing and why in the world he put Gottlieb into the FDA. You know, he had told Robert Kennedy Jr. that basically he was going to set up a vaccine commission on both sides and appoint Kennedy, you know, as far as the vaccine czar. And after Trump was elected, Kennedy met with Trump either at Mar-a-Lago or in New York, either one. I found this out last night. Last night I had dinner with Mankow and Roger Stone at a German restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. And I'm going to give you some of the tidbits of that tonight, right now. And Kennedy basically, after he met with Trump that one time, was never heard from again, as far as he was never allowed to see Trump again. And to this date, Trump's never talked to him again. Though Trump knew there was something going on with the vaccines, because everybody knows that Barron Trump's got a slight case of autism. So what goes on here is the fact that, you know, Donald Trump was put onto a stage in which he was put on the stage to put CFR members in and to put all of these crazy people into office, into positions of power. And like Fauci, which he never fired, and put Operation Warp Speed into place. And again, just like Maxwell said, that they had Donald Trump on videotape with Jeffrey Epstein. And now I talked to Roger Stone about that last night. He said he denies that. He doesn't think that's true. And whether it's true or not, I don't know. All I know is this, is that the entire jury and the entire world now is buying the lie of what happened with Ghislaine Maxwell and how she and Jeffrey Epstein were pretty much the only two that were involved in the recruiting of these young girls. And it's just not true. And the whole thing's a mess. In fact, Paul Craig Roberts wrote an article yesterday, and it's actually one of the best articles he's ever written. In fact, I sent him an email yesterday and told him how good it was. And what he's talking about is the cover-up and how the jury had fallen for the cover-up. And here's what he said. The jury finds the Epstein's madam, Ghislaine Maxwell, guilty of sex trafficking charges in a high-profile trial. The purpose of Ghislaine's show was to redirect attention from the Israeli blackmail operation Epstein and Ghislaine were running by defining incorrectly the case as one of underage sex trafficking. He believes Epstein was murdered. I don't believe that. Epstein's murder in prison cell could be before he could spill the beans, was covered up. And now the politicians and celebrities who were willingly but stupidly participating in sex with underage women have receded into the background with a show trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine is a wealthy British socialite whose father, Robert Maxwell, who was buried on the Mount of Olives, that's how high his status was in the Israeli government with Mossad, was a powerful media baron. She did not need to be involved in sordid underage solicitation for Epstein. The basic fact makes me doubt the direction that the authorities have taken. The Maxwell are Jews, as was Epstein. All of the money Epstein had remains unexplained. No prosecutor, no prostitutes have expressed any interest in the possibility that Epstein and Ghislaine were running a blackmail operation for the Mossad via Israel. It is difficult to believe that Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine, was happy finding 16 and 17-year-old girls for her own lover, or that he would prefer inexperienced girls to beautiful, exotic New York girls or to Ghislaine. More likely, they were partners in a blackmail operation, and certainly during the years they were operating, everything went in Israel's favor. What otherwise was the point of so many flights to Epstein's plane of Bill Clinton and others to the locations where the underage sexual activity took place? Did they go there just to watch Epstein participate in forbidden sex? Epstein's murder and Ghislaine's show trial served to put an end to the story. The Israeli blackmail operation will remain untouched and undisclosed. And as Netanyahu will tell you, this should tell you who has power over America. Wow. We are the only show that I know of, except for maybe Jeff Rentz, that has talked about this at all. And now Paul Craig Roberts has written a big column on it. And this was the story. The story was a country using their operatives via the Mossad to blackmail our politicians and to put into place in our country many of their dual Israeli citizens in order to control the elections of what was going on as far as the bills that were being passed through the House and through the Senate. That's the story, and the judges and the appointees. But nobody will talk about it except for me and Paul Craig Roberts. And Chuck Baldwin talks about it some too. But guys, listen to me. This whole thing, I mean, Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump were buddies. They were buddies, okay? Trump's lying about that too. You know, when Trump basically inherited the, quote, $10 million from his father's real estate fortune, which he had like tens of thousands of apartments for low-income people, and he got $10 million. His brother and sister got $10 million. They loaned the money to Donald Trump, to which he never paid back. Just thought I'd mention that. And he's just been a scammer. He's been basically a sociopath, megalomaniac his entire life. He didn't care about anybody else. It was like Mary Trump said when she wrote that book. He's incapable of having feeling or understanding what love really is. I mean, the guy goes out and has sex with porn stars. Bleh. I mean, what's wrong with him? Why would he want to do stuff like that? Well, he's just another weirdo is all he is. The problem is, you know, we're now beginning to realize just how strange he was, but his base has not yet awakened. You know, like Austin mentioned, Austin now, and I also say that Trump is destroying his own base. And Roger Stone told me last night that Trump was told that basically he needed to back off the forced vaccines, that he needed to let everybody know that it was still their idea whether or not they wanted to take it or not and not be forcing it. He's no longer pandering to his base. He's pandering to Big Pharma, and he's pandering to the Rothschild Rockefeller banking cartels that own him and who own Big Pharma and who own the media. So would he run for president again? I asked Stone last night, does DeSantis have a chance of beating Trump in a nomination? He goes, no, absolutely not. He says, if Trump wins again, he may not win because he's cut out about 30% of his base, is what another person told me last night. And so I thought, this is crazy. So were we setting this up? And then Stone said something to me last night. He said, here's the nightmare scenario. Here's the nightmare scenario. He goes, Joe Biden suddenly, unexpectedly dies in his sleep. Whether caused or uncaused, doesn't make any difference. He just doesn't wake up. Everybody will say, oh, he was senile. He just died in his sleep. May have had COVID. Who knows? Then Kamala Harris, the whore, she takes power. Well, she's got to appoint a vice president. And Stone said the nightmare scenario would be if she appointed Hillary Clinton. And that would be the problem. Because then at that point, if something happened to the whore, the hoe, you know, Joe and the hoe have got to go. What would happen is Hillary would become president of the United States. He said that's the nightmare. He said he's not predicting that. He said that would just be the nightmare scenario that could happen. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with this whole election fiasco. I don't know what's going to happen with who runs for president in 3 years. I don't know. All I know is these election cycles sure seem to be coming around quickly now. Sure, it didn't seem like Trump was in there for 4 years, but he was. That's because the whole last year he didn't do anything besides push Operation Warp Speed and try to destroy the health of the American population. Then I also asked Stone last night. He said that Donald Trump's telephone doesn't even have a web browser on it. In other words, he can't even look up information. He told me that. Said he doesn't have any ability to look up on. He said he's illiterate when it comes. He said until 3 years before the election, Donald Trump was still using bicycle couriers in New York City, and they wasn't even using electronics or internet. Yeah, this is all from Roger Stone last night, who's a really good guy, apparently, with ManCal last night. And, you know, Roger Stone's become a Christian now. He's just kind of spilling his beans here as far as what's happening, and that Trump is basically functionally illiterate when it comes to technology. You know, I was also told last night at dinner, I said, is Donald Trump really this stupid? And the response was, yes, sometimes. So what the heck have we got ourselves involved in, guys? You know, Trump claims to be some big functioning genius. Some people say he's dyslexic. You know, Roger then told me that every day he gets a stack of newspaper articles or a stack of, you know, internet articles put on his desk for him to read, that he doesn't have the technology or the ability to go into these different areas and read it for himself, which I have a hard time believing that. Now, I believe that Roger believes that. I just can't believe that anybody's that ignorant who is president of the United States. They can't pick up a doggone iPad and type into the search engine side effects of vaccines, death rates of vaccine, various reports of vaccines. It's, to me, it's mind-boggling that somebody could get to that level of position and not have the ability to have other people bring him an iPad and say, let me show you how to do this. It'll take 5 minutes. Yeah, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? But Chuck Ball, when he wrote another article on this, and I like Chuck, he's a friend of mine, and he wrote it, he goes, pandemic among the fully vaccinated, and Trump takes credit. The people are being repeatedly lied to by elected officials, unelected advisors of the mainstream media, all of them claiming that their world is currently experiencing the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Couldn't be further from the truth. Austin just told you that Germany has 96% of the people now who have been vaccinated coming down with this latest wave of COVID. And what's interesting about this is this COVID narrative is falling apart. And now Biden's even coming in and saying there is no federal solution. And that's the truth. There's not. This morning I was getting into an elevator down here in Fort Lauderdale, and there was a guy basically who was getting in the elevator with me. And he didn't have any shoes on. I laughed and I said, dude, you don't have any shoes on. He goes, nope, I'm just getting some coffee. I said, okay, whatever. And he goes, and I see Boston. And I said, he tells me from Boston. And he goes, I love Florida. He goes, we have so much freedom here. He goes, Boston's a nightmare. He goes, I want to move here. I said, no, stop. Nobody else needs to move here. We don't have the infrastructure. Getting on the elevator again a few minutes later, you know, going back up to the room. All of a sudden, some other guy gets in there. You know, he's from, like, you know, Long Island. Oh, gosh, I love Florida. I want to move here. Get on the elevator again. Got a guy from London. Oh, gosh, London is awful. I've been living there for 10 years. I want to move to Florida. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Because we have freedom here because DeSantis isn't playing this game. But the media is now crucifying DeSantis. But think about the fact what Donald Trump has done. Okay? You know, the Supreme Court is going to do its best to keep the COVID scam going. Trump appointments like Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett have ice water in their veins when it comes to resisting the dismantlement of anything remotely resembling the police state. I would not be surprised one bit if these judicial tyrants vote to uphold Biden's vaccine mandates. In fact, I would be shocked if they don't. But it doesn't matter. The COVID narrative is still falling apart. Democrats are privately screaming and publicly suggesting that Biden not run in 2024. And Kamala Harris' poll numbers even further in the tank behind Biden's. In fact, the only two people less popular than Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci are Biden and Harris. In a hypothetical race between Biden and scandemic fighter Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, DeSantis would run away with the biggest landslide victory since Ronald Reagan. I'm going to repeat that. In a hypothetical race between Biden and the scandemic fighter Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, DeSantis would run away with the biggest landslide victory since Ronald Reagan. But if pro-scandemic Donald Trump is the GOP nominee, all bets are off and Biden is in the White House again if they don't find him dead. Wow. And then Chuck Baldwin was on to say, I have always believed that Trump was controlled opposition, as are many professing conservatives. As soon as he was elected, the first person he lauded and brought into his team was Mr. 9/11 himself, the drunk alcoholic Rudy Giuliani, who completely covered up the 9/11 episodes, and it went downhill from there. Trump filled his administration with the same CFR globalists as his predecessors, Bush 1, Clinton, Bush 2, and Obama. Furthermore, Trump is the one man who single-handedly inflicted the tyrannical police state via COVID on the world, and he's proud of it. Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine and have mandates, Biden said from the White House, referring to the Trump's administration's vaccine effort referred to as Operation Warp Speed. And then Biden, I'm going to quote you directly on this. This is what Chuck's saying. Even perennial trill Trump shill Alex Jones laughed out at Trump's self-adulation over forcing the COVID tyranny on the world. You are either completely ignorant about the so-called vaccine gene therapy you have ran through with Operation Warp Speed, or you're the most evil man who's ever lived to push this toxic poison on the public. Wow. Now think about it for a second. If all of these people are now starting to wake up and see the truth that we saw back in 2017, you know, what are they doing? Setting it up for Biden and the Ho to have another landslide victory, or to put the Ho and Hillary Clinton in instead of Biden? What is going on here, and why are they playing these types of politics with us? And guys, we got to kind of step back here and think about it for a second. You know, where do you want the United States to go? They're saying now that the only really true Christian country left in the world is Russia, because of Putin pushing the Orthodox Christian faith in Russia, that he's telling the people that we have to maintain our values and our history, and that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, and we're not going to take this perversion from the West. Guys, think about it. They're turning Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris into a stinking woke Disneyland theme park, and the Pope's letting them do it according to leaked renovation plans. They're going to basically turn it into a woke cathedral. You know, it's sad. This thing's 1,000 years old, and now they may have an interior may become politically correct theme park with parts of the building's interior that were left mostly untouched by the fire to change dramatically. Confessional boxes, altars, and classic statues will be replaced with modern art murals. Filth, white light, and sound effects will be added to the building in order to create a so-called emotional space. Theme chapels are also added to the building as part of what is being dubbed a discovery trail. Chapels will feature African and Asia prominently, with Europe, the Americas, and the Oceania being cast into the background. The final chapel of the trail, dedicated to the so-called reconciled creation, whatever that's supposed to mean, will focus entirely on environmentalism. Bible quotes, which are also projected onto the chapel walls in a variety of languages, including Mandarin. If it's a Disney we're entering Notre Dame, said Paris architect Maurice Gallot, adding, what we are proposing to do to Notre Dame would never be done to the Westminster Abbey or St. Peter's in Rome. It's kind of a theme park and a very childish and trivial given the grandeur of this place. Guys, I've been to Notre Dame Cathedral, so is Austin. It's absolutely beautiful. One of the most beautiful cathedrals in the world, but it had a fire that somehow miraculously started, you know, by itself or whatever it was a few years ago. And now they're turning it into a woke. And the Pope has given full support of this. So here's the thing. Are we going to allow our cultural degradation to continue in the United States of America? Are we as Christians going to continue to fall to the prey of these weirdos that are involved in all of this stuff? Are we going to be the ones who do all of this stuff, or are we going to stand firm against it and say, no, we're not going to do it? Guys, listen to me. You know, we've got to stand with what the Word of God says. In Thessalonians, it says, there's no appearance of evil. We've got to stop compromising and doing things that we know aren't right. All of us, including myself, we have to continue to walk in the Word and walk in the ways of the Lord and do the best we possibly can to bring honor and glory to God at everything that we do, think, and say. If we don't, we're going to lose our culture and we're going to lose our country. I'm telling you, we're going to lose the Republic because we have been basically turned into a woke civilization now because of the school boards. You know, and here's the thing. Roger Stone told me this last night. He said he wasn't sure about DeSantis. He says that Roger Stone said that DeSantis had the ability to fire every school board official who is forcing mask policies in the state of Florida, but yet he has not done so. He said he proved that when he fired Sheriff Israel after what happened with the shooting down here, and he got rid of Israel. He said he has the authority to fire these elected officials as governor of the state, just like he has the authority to fire, you know, our sheriff, you know, Grady Judd, if he wanted to, in Polk County. But the reality is we have to understand, why isn't, you know, DeSantis getting rid of these school board members? Why is he allowing these school board members to force mask mandates still in the, you know, in Polk, you know, in throughout Florida? This is a real mess right now. So we have to ask ourselves another question, and I covered it with you the other day. DeSantis is a Yale guy. And he went to a fraternity, basically, that had a whole bunch of guys who had been, you know, president of the United States in it. So is this another plant? I don't know. I hope not, because I like DeSantis. Apparently, everybody on the whole planet likes DeSantis, and everybody wants to move to Florida now. So, guys, stay tuned. We'll continue to give you the updates on all this stuff. But this is some crazy stuff that's going on right now, Austin. And what do you think about all this, bud?
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, the aspect of DeSantis, one thing that's different, and this is the one thing that nobody's been able to argue, because I've had multiple things, people come back and forth about one of the bills he signed that mandated no vaccine, you know, or that basically required no vaccine mandates, but then also said that they could go in and quarantine people and basically, you know, haul people off and vaccinate them. I've looked at the efficacy on a lot of those, that bill. I've also heard people come up with arguments as far as from Yale. Other people talk about how good he's doing. One thing that I do know, and this is just the big difference that I've been able to personally look at, is that Trump ran his mouth about almost everything. He did very little to support the American populace. He talked about how he was going to do all these things, but then every time he would turn around when something would happen, he'd say comments like, well, take the guns first and due process later. And then, oh, hey, by the way, make sure you get the ATF to sign off on making bump fire stocks illegal. And they did. After they had ruled four times before that bump stocks were nothing more than a sliding plastic device, they went in and basically then had the authority to retroactively change the 1934 Firearm Act. And the problem with that was it opened the door now for the ATF to pretty much retroactively do whatever they want. They can just come back in and say, and we changed our mind now. This is now a machine gun because, well, we said it was a machine gun, and we just arbitrarily make up new rules whenever we feel like it. Remember, they're not a judicial branch. They're basically an enforcement agency, and illegal and constitutional at that. They don't have the authority to go in and start rewriting laws that Congress ratified. They have zero authority to do that. So what happened was when Trump basically gave them the green light, he basically told them, hey, we're not going to push back on this. We are going to accept whatever you come up with, even if it's illegal and you have no right to do what you're doing. We're going to let you do it, and we're going to green light it. And once that happened after Vegas, that's when I knew we were getting played 100%. And I said that. I said, because at that point, DeSantis, on the other hand, he's been very, very vocal, very adamant, and also very engaged in a lot of stuff what's going on. He talked about now that there's been numerous aspects of him bringing back the Florida state militia back into the United States now. They said the state defense would be expected to assist the National Guard in hurricanes, natural disasters, and emergencies taking place specifically in Florida. DeSantis stressed that the Florida State Guard would not be encumbered by the federal government. In effect, the Florida State Guard would only respond to the governor. Furthermore, it would not be deployed for federal missions and would not receive federal dollars. It would simply be a proposal for a Florida's National Guard defense. And so this would be something that would be a voluntary group, essentially, because we've had the Florida militia before. There's been numerous other states had the militia, hence the Second Amendment specifically stating the militia. And a lot of people go back and go, oh, no, militia, that's a right-wing supremacist. No, first off, the concept and the ability of the United States militia, as far as in different states, is a key component of the United States Constitution, because it made very, very accurate assessment that it's sometimes there needs to be a group of civilians that are in an area that have to come together and support the military or support the state or support local defense. It's very, very clear on that. But what they've done is in the media now, they've spun it to anytime you hear the word militia, they automatically go, oh, the right-wing skinheads, you know, those militia, they're trying to take over the government. That's not accurate at all. Have there been groups that have been a little out of control and extremist? Absolutely. There's groups like that on everything with any option. Look at Antifa. I guess nobody wanted – remember, notice, nobody ever called Antifa a far-left militia. They never used that term for them. They never called them a rolling, you know, basically mafia or rolling militia or rolling group that came in and pillaged cities and burned down cities. I never said that. They were mostly peaceful protesters that were coming in to help out, you know, with the human rights because these things were being violated. It's a complete and total lie. When they want to spin the narrative, they spin the narrative. When they don't, they don't. And I saw an article the other day, and it basically was talking about how that one guy – who called up on that that call-in with Biden the other day and had the Let's Go Brandon, and Joe repeated it, being such a moron that he is. They had this big headline article that says, far right-wing slur gets stated on national television by extremists. There's some title like that. Far right slur is what they said. And I'm like, really? No, that's simply just a statement to basically let everybody know that the entire election was a complete and total fraud last year, and that he is not the most popular president, and that 81 or 82 million people did not vote for this clown, and the majority of people do not think he's even legitimate whatsoever, much less has any concrete reasoning that he can make decisions as a president. That's just a fact. That's what that statement means. That's what that comment means. So right-wing slurs, just a statement expressing mistrust and basically misguidance and not being supportive of this clown. But what's funny, you used to hear videos and songs and everything else about F. Donald Trump, and people be running around shooting the middle finger, ladies riding bicycles and flicking off his convoy. And also, that's just people expressing themselves because Trump's, you know, he's a fascist. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what Biden is. I think Biden's just senile. I think that's the only category he falls into now. And so that's, again, what we're seeing is how they control the narrative however they want to spin it. And that's why it's so important to continue to support the alternative media and making sure the truth is heard. People have a right to make their own decision. I've said that repeatedly. I've told you everybody on the show before. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to believe what I say. Go do your own research. I do a lot of research. I try to come up with stuff and the research and the, you know, digging that we do to bring you guys the most accurate information. If you guys want to look it up, I encourage you to. I've had people look stuff up and they go, man, you're right. Or they say, I don't really agree with you on that, but that's fine. That's perfectly cool. I tell everybody that. That's the beauty of the United States. You don't have to agree with everybody on everything. And there's certain times when there's alternative media groups that don't agree with us or don't agree with something they say. I don't agree with them. And that's perfectly fine. It's your right to make your own informed decision and make your own basically decision and base off what you're going to do. What people don't understand now, it is not the right of the government nor the media to control what you can hear and what you can read and what you can research and how anything that they don't approve should be banned for fake news. That is not the right of the media, and that is not the right of the government. Nobody has a right to tell you you don't have the ability and you don't have the access and you don't have the right to go in and research what you want to research. It's just fact. Whether it's right, wrong, true, fake, false, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. That's the concept that they're trying to push now on the general populace over the last couple of years, is that we're doing this for your protection. We're doing this to stop the spread of false misinformation. You know, we're doing it for you. It's for your safety. No, it's not. Any point in time that somebody tells you, you cannot ask a question and you cannot question what's going on, they are 100% lying to you. Just flat out. I said this a long time ago. I respect people that have been placed in authority of me. But when my respect stops for that authority and when I do not recognize them as authority is if I want to ask them or I want to question something that they're telling me to do in their place of authority and they refuse to answer it or cannot rebuttal it or tell me I'm not allowed to ask that question. That is when you have to understand that it is no longer about you respecting their authority. It is making sure that they have the right to try to control you and dictate everything they can about what you do. That's when that authority stops with me. And I've told many people that. I told that a couple months ago to somebody, and they went, man, well, that makes sense. I said, absolutely. I said, look at the Bible, for example. Anytime people had a question, they asked Jesus, every single time it's documented, he had a rebuttal for him, or he had a parable for him, or he had a comment to him, or he had multiple other things he would basically say. Very, very documented. He loved parables. He always, you know, spoke in parables a lot. Those were great. It made people think. He not one time anybody ever asked him, say, you know, Jesus, what is the way to God? You know, how do we get through this? The only way to the Father is through me or anything else. He wouldn't say, you can't ask me that. That's misinformation. You're not allowed to ask me that question. You can't. You don't have a right to ask me that. That's fake news. You can't. Do not bring that up again. He never did that. Not one time. And so that's when you understand an authority figure is there for your best interest to try to help you, to try to guide you and be a proper Christian authority. When somebody comes in and says, you have to take the shot right now. You have to be injected with the shot. And you go, dude, I'm perfectly healthy. I've already had COVID. I don't want to take the shot. And they go, whoa. I'm not asking. I'm telling you, you have to take the shot. And you go, well, what's in the shot? Well, it's perfectly healthy. It's perfectly safe. There's nothing wrong with it. I didn't ask you that. What does RNA gene therapy actually do to your body? You can't – listen, you can't ask me that question. You don't have a right to ask me that question. Get the shot because I told you to do so. That's when the door closes in their face and I say, I do not respect your authority, nor will I listen to anything else you have to say. And that's what people really have to start grasping this concept instead of just ignorantly – blind authority, allowing people to follow it and say, hey, it doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter what they do, doesn't matter what they tell me to do, I'm going to continue to follow them, even though it's so arbitrary and it makes zero sense at all. Like, I'm perfectly healthy. I need to make sure my entire family wears a mask on Christmas Day and we all shove swabs up our nose to test if we see if we have COVID and we have to wear masks the rest of the day while we open up presents. Why? Well, because it's science. What's scientific about that whatsoever? Well, it's just science. You don't ask questions to it. Okay, shut up. Stop talking to me. You're a moron. Goodbye. Have a nice day. That is where it goes. Perfect example. The CDC head, Rochelle Walensky, just came out yesterday now and has pretty much said, as of December 31st, like we said, the PCR test will be ignored now and basically is going to be pushed off by the CDC as they produce too many false positives. They said, we have had people in isolation for a very long time if we're relying on the PCRs, noting that PCR tests for COVID can stay positive for up to 12 weeks after infection. I kid you not, this is the CDC director, the one who has told everybody for the last 2 years now that the PCR test was the staple of accuracy and everything we did, our entire country needed to be based on the PCR test and what it said, whether it was false or positive, which we told you is complete and total lie. Which we told you, the person that actually designed and made the PCR test said it should never be used to tell you if you're sick or you're basically infected. It's simply there to pick up on any viral particles, and if you turn it up to enough threshold cycles, you can find viral particles in anybody's nasal swab if you do it enough cycles. Oh, well, so my question then to Rochelle Walensky and the bumbling buffoon Biden and all the other clowns, Fauci, does that mean now for the last 2 years it was a complete and total sham and we were lied to and everything about the PCR test was pretty much a lie and we based isolation, quarantine, shutting down businesses, putting people into bankruptcy, making people go hungry? All of that was pretty much for fake news? Yeah. In my opinion, that's exactly what they're telling you right now. They're letting you know you got played for the last 2 years with the PCR test. And now – people are being played even further with this Omicron test now, which still don't understand how they allegedly have, 500 million Omicron tests that are produced now, rolling out to everybody countrywide, when I've talked to doctors specifically, and you have to do full-blown, in-depth genome sequencing to even identify if this is actually Omicron. There's no physical way possible you could be doing 40, 50, 60,000 of these tests every day like they said in New York. They're rolling 50,000 cases a day now of Omicron in New York. That's total crap. There's no physical way possible they have genome sequence testing on 50,000 people every single day in New York right now. There's no possible way. I've asked numerous doctors and scientists about that. Just like they didn't come up with 500 million at-home PCR tests for Omicron in the last 3 weeks and distributed them all over the country. It's not physically possible from a manufacturing facility standpoint. Cannot be done with infrastructure. Not to mention it takes an entire week, most cases, to get transport even lined up. And then it's got to be on a truck for another week. That's what I'm taking to that in account, much less manufacturing 500 million tests. It's like the same thing that Dad talked about. We have a billion doses already of the COVID injection. A billion doses? The problem is, see, a lot of times majority of people fail to understand numbers. They hear these billion, trillion-dollar numbers all the time with these spending bills, and so you kind of get just desensitized. And it's just normal. I have too sometimes. But when you start understanding, when you're not talking about actual digital dollars, we're just going to put another $1 trillion on digital currency and, you know, just add some more commas and zeros, and you're talking about full-blown vial manufacturing with glass vials, with rubber stoppers, with seals, with testing, with making sure they're at the right temperature, with packaging, with transportation, and all of a sudden you just come up with a billion vials of a shot out of nowhere because it got approved last month. You have to realize this is all complete and total theater, and this thing has been planned for a very, very long time. Are there people getting sick that aren't taking care of themselves? Yes. Are there people that are getting sick that are still taking supplements? Yes. Now, every single person I know that has followed proper nutrient protocol and taking care of themselves when they've caught whatever nasty virus is floating around, regardless of, you know, COVID or flu or whatever, it basically shows you that there is a very, very real problem with people that are not taking care of themselves and that are listening to the mainstream media and constantly getting injected. That's the facts on that. What do you think, Dad?
I think you're right. The people who are basically continuing to follow the mainstream media and not thinking for themselves, they're basically killing themselves, Austin. I mean, they're doing like suicide on the installment plan. I mean, it's ludicrous. And, you know, it's crazy, you know, what's happening, you know, with the people not thinking anymore. And I've been telling people this for years and years and years because of what was going on with the fluoride. Last night I was talking to Man Cow, and he was raised on a farm out there in Missouri, and he never drank fluoride, and I never drank fluoride, and Austin never drank fluoride. And, you know, you start talking to people that have been dumbed down by the drugs or by the pharmakia, including the fluoride, it's like their brains don't connect anymore. And it's sad. That's why I always tell you guys, and I mean this very sincerely, that if you're not going to do anything as far as from a health standpoint, drink distilled water or make sure that you drink RO water. Don't be drinking tap water and don't be drinking distilled water from the grocery store because it's always stored in plastic. But the single most important thing that you can do is to get all of these chemicals and compounds and pesticides and hormones, you know, out of your water supply. You know, some of these major cities around the country, they have up to 50 known carcinogens in the water supply. And I know 40 years ago, when I started Health Masters, I mean, it was like 41 years ago now, you know, I basically started drinking distilled water. And I remember when I was in college at FSU, I mean, they had distillers there. You could use it for laboratory experiments, et cetera. And they always said, oh, no, you can't drink distilled water. It's unhealthy, blah, blah, blah. Well, here I am 40 years later, and I'm still drinking distilled water, and so is Austin, and we're all super healthy, and our brains all work. But all these people that are drinking all this junk stuff, their brains aren't working. Now, again, wells are okay because they won't have fluoride in them in most cases, but because a lot of the wells are in the farming states, they're going to have pesticides like Roundup and atrazine and glyphosate, which is Roundup, in them, and they're going to test positive for all of these chemicals. You don't need that in your body either. Now, there's an interesting article I want to read to you guys. And it says, who is America's greatest enemy, Israel or Iran? And I thought this was interesting. It was by Golam Mizrael Montazemi, and he basically is talking. He's a retired diplomat for Iran. And he goes, Iran is not a direct threat to the United States. It's not even an indirect threat to the United States. First, Iran does not have nuclear weapons and has signed an agreement with the world's major powers that makes it impossible for Tehran to develop nuclear weapons in the foreseeable future. Secondly, Iran does not have missiles that can strike the United States homeland. Third, Iran has weak conventional forces which cannot be used against the United States or any country in the Middle East that is under the American security umbrella. Fourth, Iran is not a serious threat to attack another country in its region. It has not launched a war against another country even once in modern times, and there's no evidence that it is now preparing to take offensive against any of its neighbors. Fifth, Iran is not the source of America's terrorism problem. To that extent that any one country deserves that title, it would be Saudi Arabia, not Iran. I thought that was a pretty good paragraph. He goes on to say it should be obvious to the American people who America's number one enemy is, especially given the Mershimer's past work on the Israeli lobby and the U.S. foreign policy. The state of Israel has proven itself time and time again that the Israel political lobby has used the United States government and military to further Israelis' interests in the Middle East. And guys, you know, think through this with me. You know, here's another paragraph. A growing number of people around the world are learning that Zionists are the most nefarious people and that they have repeatedly hurt the American and Iranian people. Some of the crimes committed against America and its Zionist supporters include the black slave trade, the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank, the ongoing campaign of debasing the U.S. currency, the John F. Kennedy assassination, the sexual revolution, the pornography industry, the attack on the USS Liberty, Israeli espionage against the U.S., the organ trafficking industry, various economic crises in the last 100 years due to the name of few, including 9/11. And, you know, it's interesting to me when I read articles like this and I think to myself, wow, you know, is this guy 100% right? I don't know. Is he 100% wrong? Probably not. Are some of the things he's saying true? Yeah, most of them are. You can verify it. So you got to ask yourself a question. Who has all of these dual citizens in the Congress? Who has one of the strongest lobbying groups with 40,000 employees? That would be AIPAC. I mean, who does all of this stuff promoting and pushing the goals of, you know, giving each Israeli approximately $35,000 a year in aid from the U.S. tax budget, but yet the United States population doesn't get $35,000 checks per person? I mean, why are we doing all this stuff, guys? And, you know, we have to ask ourselves a simple question. Why are we allowing the companies that are controlled by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and the bloodline families who are primarily controlled through the Rothschild interests as far as the money corporations, why are we allowing them to dictate the future of the United States and to bring in their one world government under Klaus Schwab? Why are we doing all of this stuff, and why are we allowing this to be happening, and why are we continuing to promote it? You know, I mean, it's just I want to say that today because I read this article last night. I thought, well, you know, they keep talking about, you know, starting a war with Iran. You know, now Putin and Biden supposedly had an intelligent conversation for almost 50 minutes last night, you know, from the White House. Whether Biden's in the White House or not, who knows, or where is he? But, you know, I don't even know how Putin could possibly carry on a conversation with a senile person for 50 minutes. So is Putin, we mentioned earlier, that's one of the last Christian countries in the world. Is Putin really a high-level Masonic operative also? Remember Stalin was. Remember Churchill was. Remember Roosevelt was. Remember, you know, the guy who dropped it, Harry Truman was. All these people are high-level Masons. What is their agenda? Is it for this new world order? Is it for this new world government? You know, you got to ask yourself these questions. Don't allow them to keep you dancing on the edges. Go into the middle of it and look at it and say, okay, who's pulling the strings? And, you know, remember what Henry Ford said? I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said, you dig down deep enough into the hole, and you're going to find these international bankers staring back at you because they control the money supply, and how the money goes the country. So always remember that in the new year. Keep your minds and your hearts on Jesus. I got to pray for you guys this morning with Sharon, and it was an interesting experience with me last night again, hanging out and speaking with Roger Stone and listening to him talk about his, you know, unwavering allegiance to Donald Trump and all of the things that we discussed last night. But guys, listen to me. It doesn't matter what somebody says. It matters what they do. Isn't that right? You know, doesn't your walk talk a lot louder than your talk talks? You know, Austin said earlier, you know, Trump's promised to do all the stuff for the American people. What did he do? Where's the border wall? How'd that get done? You know, Biden's letting it sit there and rust now the pieces that haven't been installed as we have millions of illegals coming into the country under Biden. And we had probably hundreds of thousands, not millions, under Trump. None of it stopped. So then again, you have to ask yourself a question. Who's really pulling the strings? We pretty much answer that question on this show on an ongoing basis. I love you guys. Have a great New Year's Day celebration. Also, go ahead and finish it up, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Absolutely. And you guys remember about 2 weeks ago, I talked to one of my good friends, listener and customer out in the Midwest. He's a doctor, and he was telling me that this unprecedented thing he's been seeing has been happening where individuals are coming in to the hospitals, and they're having symptoms. They're sick. They're having fever. They're having headache. They're running a full panel flu test on them, negative. They're running a COVID test on them, negative. They're running genome sequencing on them, see if it's Omicron, it's negative. Run strep on them, it's negative. But yet they're feeling unbelievably horrible. And he said in every single case so far that he had seen that in, about a dozen or so, he said they were fully vaccinated. Well, it's interesting now. Another article just came out about 2 weeks ago that basically is showing the same thing in Dayton, Ohio now. And this, I've heard this at other places. Dayton, Ohio, they said public health says Dayton is now having undiagnosed respiratory illnesses popping up in the Miami Valley, Cleveland area, and northern tier of Ohio. Health experts are saying the symptoms are similar to the flu, but patients aren't testing positive for influenza or COVID. Charles Patterson, Clark County Combined Health District Commissioners explained that there's no way to know how many confirmed cases of illness are in the state since there is no case definition for it yet, and it is not popping up on any test. They said people are developing cough, they're getting a fever, they're also having body aches, similar to what you get with influenza, but they're not testing for any type of influenza or COVID. This, in my opinion, and numerous other researchers, not just my own, are saying this is going to be the new normal among the individuals that keep getting the injections. The immune system response is unbelievably poor the more shots you get. It continues to degrade, and it reaches a certain point to where just simply a minor virus that your body normally would just scoff at and kick right out is now being able to come in, and the immune system can do absolutely nothing about it. And so your body's having this massive response to fight off a very, very minor virus that shouldn't even be having a negative effect on you, because your immune system is becoming so suppressed. And I personally think this is what you're going to start seeing with the third shot, the fourth shot, the fifth shot. The more they keep injecting people with this, the more side effects you're going to get. And then they're going to continue to blame it on the healthy unvaccinated people, which is the irony that we're seeing now. It's the unvaccinated are spreading. Like, how are we spreading? All of us are healthy. Like, I'm not spreading anything. I feel super good. Well, you're not wearing a mask and you're not injected three times, so you're spreading it. I'm like, I don't know where your logic's coming from, buddy. I'm like, you may want to go to school and learn a little bit. But again, this is something they're continually seeing. Now JetBlue, they've come out now. JetBlue has said they will start canceling flights today through mid-January due to expected COVID callouts. The airline made the announcement yesterday. The airline said the past week has been extremely difficult to operate flights due to staffing issues because of Omicron. Major cancellation flights due to callouts related to the COVID new basically variant. Now, what's interesting about this, instead of managing the volumes based on staff they have, they're just going to start canceling flights whether the staff is available or not. So even if the COVID callouts end next week, allegedly, these flights are no longer even going to be on the operating platform and on the schedule. What's interesting about this is that even though the CDC kind of told on themselves now that this whole thing is getting overblown, that the quarantine times only need to be 5 days, and that now JetBlue is now saying that they're just going to cancel flights for like the foreseeable month now. Is that because they're having so many symptoms? Is that because people are having all kinds of issues due to the injection? That's been my opinion, and what I've heard from a lot of individuals that I know that are basically in the flight community, that a lot of these pilots, there's been numerous of them now that have dropped dead, that have had severe illness, that can't even work right now after they've gotten the shot. And again, nobody wants to bring it up in mainstream media. They ignore it and say, oh, it's COVID cases. It's not any normal fault. It's all COVID cases. My friends, it's not just COVID cases. This is what's spreading it, and this is what's spreading it rapidly, is this continued injection that they're running through and pushing all over the world. And so, again, make an informed decision. If this is something that you want to do and you really want to take that gamble and you're really nervous about a virus with a 99.997% survival rate, that's your choice. That is your choice. But it's also your choice not to. So I appreciate the continued support, my friends. If you guys need anything at all, be sure to check out the website. The coupon code for the weekend, I'm going to run a New Year special, and the coupon code will be New Year, simple as always. N-E-W-Y-E-A-R, New Year. That'll be 5% off the website at healthmasters.com through this weekend only for anybody that wants to stock up and get loaded up for the coming 2022 year we have in front of us. And so, again, I encourage people, continue to be proactive on what you may need for the future. Like Dad said yesterday, you have to be playing like you're playing chess. You can't be playing anything and looking at it and saying, okay, well, I'm just going to do this right now and see what happens later. You got to think about the outcome you're going for, the desired outcome, and you have to think about what's going to occur with each direction or each variable that can happen. I've always done that with especially stuff when you start looking at security and looking at future preparation stuff. You don't want to be this fear-mongering moron that just goes, oh, the sky's falling every single day, so I need to go have 20 years of stored bucket food in my basement so I can sit down there and eat oatmeal for the next 20 years if something happens. That's not realistic either. You need to have actual things that you can utilize, things that are actually going to be functional for your family and the way that you live, and do things the best you can to contain and assess the situation and adapt to it as quickly as possible. Whether that means you have to leave where you're at, whether that means you're going to stay where you're at, whether that means you're getting other things set up in the future to go somewhere else and you're going to start transitioning up there, whatever it is, it's very important. But the two things that I always encourage people to make sure you think about in advance is having the ability to have clean water and have food, because everything after that, well, security is always the next one, right below that. But once you have those three tiered, you can pretty much adapt to anything if you have the skill set, knowledge, and mindset, and basically resolve to handle it. Problem is, if you have none of those three, or you only have one of those and you have nothing else, makes it very difficult very quickly. So again, I encourage people, stay prepped, get what you need, continue to stay strong, get the truth out there. I'll be on Hagman tonight for a New Year's Eve special. You guys enjoy your night. Be safe. Have fun with whatever you're doing. Have a great weekend. Stay strong. Remember, this is still America, and we need to be raising little Americans, and we need to be living like Americans, like strong, proud, healthy Christian Americans, not this pathetic thing that they want to turn this United States into with groveling peasants that ask permission to go outside and leave their house. That's embarrassing, and that's not America, and that's not the America that I'm going to choose to live in and promote. So thank you again, my friends, for holding your convictions. Have a blessed, safe weekend. I'll talk to you again on this show Monday, as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.